I can see it's Time is 3:21. You're listening to Rediscovering the 20th Century on WRIR. We just heard, this is going to be a pronunciation catastrophe, Younes Fantome with the Polish word for the moon. I can't pronounce that at all. Before that was Hal Overton with Polarities Number 1. David Sylvian with Plight, The Spiraling of Winter Ghosts. Modern English with After the Snow. And Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark started that set off with The New Stone Age. Coming up next, we have a track from Miles Davis's Elevator to the Gallows or Lift to the Gallows soundtrack. And hope you like it.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, they don't care about his philosophy. He swears that any time in Baton Rouge, everything is the same. about Joan, our ex-newspaper girl. They found her swinging from the tree. And I know. Just a week ago, she was beautiful. But now, she's rather vile. They found her by the frozen lake, but it wasn't frozen enough to skate. And by the look on her face, it must have been an awful tempting. They found her in her skate. She was the coldest cadaver in the state. And look at the lake, not even the ducks are risking it.
Thank you. Upstairs this time, I never missed that end of term kiss. But where did it go, miss? I don't know, miss. Take me to the fair and hold me close as we fly through the air. And suddenly on Sunday, just melted away. And when it had gone, leaving patches of yellow and grass, I found a coin and lost what I was looking for. I never took the advice in that book. Well, she looked, sir, you might learn, sir, you might learn, sir.
That was Billy Bragg there with Scholarship is the Enemy of Romance. Before that, we had Wolfgang Press with Heart of Stone, Vic Chestnut with Mr. Riley, and Miles Davis with one of the tracks from his Lift to the Gallows soundtrack. That one was called Julien dans l'Ascension. I'm not sure. You can check the playlist anytime at WRAR.org. That could help you in understanding the titles of some of these tracks and some of the artists. Also, you can always call if you ever have a question about anything. It's 804-649-9737. All right, up next we've got Delia Derbyshire and Arabic Science and Industry.
Esteja alerta para as regras dos três. O que você dá retornará para você. Essa lição você tem que aprender. Você só ganha o que você merece. We'll be right back.
Your sonnets of life, they are filling the case. High windows inside me look down on your face. You hold in your hand, great children you've spawned, they just won't understand.
That was The Pretty Things with Death from SF Sorrow. Before that was Gerachu Mikuria in The X and Friends with Aha Gadawo. Portishead with Silence and Delia Derbyshire with Arabic Science and Industry. Not going to talk much this set because I'm trying to catch up for starting a couple minutes late here. And next up is Masao Kawasaka with Suite for Viola Alone. This is the first movement for that. Thank you.
I was born in the town of Paisley in early 1960 and placed in the care of an old eternal bachelor, a strict disciplinarian, a passionate antiquarian. His collection of myths and legends was spectacular. As a younger man, he'd been to see Japan, where a master in a white kimono taught him. In a shining moment, the myth of the Bishonen, the youthful hero doomed to fall like blossom. And how could I forgive the ugly fugitive who brought me up according to a fantasy? For when the old man stared at me, he drowned in evil beauty, thinking of the early death in store for me. He taught me to be good with words, he bought me ceremonial swords, and in this way came grace and expertise. The words were to cut down and to kill the muscle bound, the swords to fell my intellectual enemies. And women should be hated, but first impersonated. Charm, he said, is essential to misogyny. He taught me how to woo the girls in order to outdo the girls, and the fun would come when I got them to love me. And how could I resist the old misogynist who brought me up according to a fantasy? My softness and fragility, my feminine grace and delicacy, make death himself afraid for me. So in time I grew to be blonde and beautiful, pale and frail with many male admirers. I was promised by my father a retainer for a partner, so loyal that nothing could divide us. Shocked by my suggestion that I'd rather have a woman, my stepfather replied I had no choice. This man would cut his entrails open, protecting his bishonen, he informed me in a solemn, trembling voice. How could I disobey that surreptitious gay who brought me up according to a fantasy? For when the old man stared at me, he drowned in evil beauty, thinking of the early death in store for me. So me and my retainer encountered many dangers on travels through the north and through the south. We ripped open the bellies of many famous bullies, and our reputation spread by word of mouth. In the mountains of Morocco, we stopped and shared a bottle with a blind old man with a bearded, bandaged face. And though the sun had sunk and the man was very drunk, he seemed to speak with my stepfather's voice, saying, how could you forget the aging martinet who brought you up according to a fantasy? Your softness and fragility, your feminine grace and delicacy, be the death of me. Surprised at 28, to find myself so late, changing from a boy in into a lab. I'm starting to feel guilty that nobody has killed me early as my stepfather had planned. I found myself a girl and stopped roaming the world. My retainer has gone to be a mercenary. Now I work in a merchant bank. I'm well liked by the senior ranks. And behind my back, the juniors call me fairy. How can I placate the ugly reprobate who brought me up according to fantasy? For when the old men stare at me, they drown in evil beauty, thinking of the early death in store for me. I stay awake some nights when my wife turns off the lights and starts breathing regularly next to me. And I think of fallen petals, bodies pierced by metal, and how I'll never now fulfill my destiny. Father, spare my shame. Let me pass my name to a boy with greater beauty and more bravery. For if I have a son, I'm gonna raise him to die young and lay him in the grave that you prepared for me.
time is 4:02 a.m., and you are listening to WRIRLP Richmond. This is Robert with Rediscovering the 20th Century, and we just heard from Mars with Helen Fordsdale from their 1978 appearance on the No New York compilation. Before that was Raymond Scott with Cyclic Bit from 1963, Momus with Bishonen, and Maso Kawasaki with Suite for Viola Alone, the first movement.